I love being asked and offered the opportunity to introduce my mentor because it gives me a chance to kind of get up in front of a large group of people and talk about how wonderful I think he is. Andy Albright is, in my mind, has reached what I call the genius level when it comes to marketing, and which is, I always say it's an odd thing because the guy is an engineer by training, so he knows numbers, but he's also a marketer. He's an incredible salesman, and he's done a lot of things to put money in your pockets that maybe you're not quite aware of just yet. But I was talking, again, on Monday night I had a conference call with some leaders, and I said, listen, Andy Albright has affected my life forever, and not just my life, but my kids' lives and my grandkids' lives, not because of the money he's helped me make, not because of the finances, though that doesn't hurt, but he's poured knowledge and information into my brain that I can pass on to my children, and they will pass on to theirs, and on and on and on and on. He has dramatically influenced the lineage that will come from me. And for that, I am eternally grateful, and I want to unleash him on you guys. I've asked him to kind of talk about what NAA is doing, what's happening, what's going on, but we also want to address questions if you guys have them. So please shoot me an email again at fitz@thefitzgrouponline.com if you have questions, and we'll make sure they get asked. But Andy, are you there?
I am here.
Outstanding.
Clear.
Loud and clear. I hear you fine.
Okay. Well, you know, I can talk about something. And it was a blast seeing the people come in, and I'm not sure, give me a little more of the audience, Fitz. Are we dealing with people that are all across organizations, Ralph, Paul, Mark, Todd, Scott, the whole crowd, or is it just people in your base?
It's the Fitz Group Master, so it's everybody. There's probably some folks on here, certainly some folks in here that were on the quarterly meeting yesterday, but there are also a lot of folks on here who were at a dramatic distance and didn't get in for the quarterly meeting. So we've got the entire master agency on this call.
Well, it was fun yesterday, but I think I had more fun this morning. I hadn't laughed so hard for so long in a while. We had breakfast with Ralph Simpson and Paul Roberts and Mark Fritz and of course Fitz and Todd Besner and Scott Blakely. I say Blakely, Scott Blackley. And it was just, y'all guys crazy, man. Yeah, whoever, you people out here across the nation, you're following some crazy people. And if you ever want to go to war, you don't want to go with people that are going to wear, like, red shirts, stand straight up, and get shot by the enemy. You want the crazies that are ducked down around the bullets and come in from behind you and attack and all that stuff. Well, you're hooked up with a crowd like that. And speaking of kind of sneaking up on people, the Fitz Group has obviously blown past so many people in the nation. It was kind of funny. Now it's kind of not being funny to some of those people. So congratulations to your success, but also congratulations, you know, I've heard this, when you get signed up by an organization, they say bloom where you're planted. Well, fortunately, this crowd, or you guys that I'm talking about, you got planted in very fertile soil. And if you come to me and say, I'm not growing, and I say, well, why do you think you're not? I can just tell you, I'd be hard pressed to believe it's not coming from the leadership of one of these guys. Now, would some of them say something offhand to make you mad? Yeah, I believe that happened. If you tell me that, I'd say, yeah, I can see one of them smart alecks saying something. But I can also see what he said to you had some truth in it. You up to the challenge? You up to the pressure? Or are you one of those guys that just, or gals, that when somebody says something to you, you just roll over and start crying? Because I can see you're not following a bunch of wusses. These boys and girls that you are following, they're some butt-kicking people. And that's who I would want to follow. So a heck of a team that you guys have put together. And we always say that we want NAA to earn your trust and earn your respect. And so we're busting our butt back in Burlington, North Carolina, and Danville, Virginia, trying to make sure that we earn the respect. And the ProData Research, we're so proud of Tony Hardy and Diane and Kern and his staff. I think he told me he's got around 22 employees now that work for PDR. We're so proud of it. We want you to come see. And so we'll be able to say, hey, look, see that? When you see two machines cranked up, popping out two letters a second on two machines, and you're like, oh my gosh, I wish I'd turn up the leads. Dude, we are burning it up. And I was telling these guys, I shared with them, we just started a trial that's running us about a $30,000 a week extra expense trial trying to create more leads. And a natural consequence of it being 100 degrees outside and everybody being in swimming pools and on vacation and kids are out, leads are not going to be as plentiful during the summer. It's just life as we know it. They're going to explode by 30, 40, 50% more in the fall, and that's a big reason for having Brad Hightower on the call later on this afternoon. I mean, we're going to need to recruit more people to cover the nation. And obviously, one of the other things that I told the crowd yesterday morning is we appreciate the Fitz team and the Simpson team for flying across the nation and kind of busting everybody else's territory going in. Hold one second. Flying into people's backyards and taking the leads. I mean, we've got 10,000 leads in inventory. We had 15,000, so you guys have ate up 5,000 leads, kind of got everybody else on edge, what we like, and also made yourself hundreds of thousands of dollars. Rock on, brother. Appreciate y'all kicking some butt. Let's see, a couple things real quick. Just hope I can give to you a little bit. But here's a study done of 95-year-olds, over 95-year-old. What would you have done different? If I had to do over again, I would reflect more. That was one of the top comments from over 95-year-old. And we did a lot of reflecting during the meeting yesterday, and then Fitz have been doing it. Like I was saying, I remember the first time I heard somebody had a cell phone bill over $100 a month. And then we were laughing about lead bills that used to be $100 a month or $100 a week. Now we see lead bills, Fitz sees them, $12,000, $15,000, $20,000 a week lead bill, but you turn around and look at the commissions and say, who cares? But there's a mindset that people need to get in listening to our reflecting, because you're in the place that we're reflecting. Many of you are in the place where we're reflecting about, and we laugh about it more. And even then, we laughed. We were not the kind of lunatics that got all mad and lost focus. And we were laughing about some people around here that with us 3 years ago, and they let some dumb little offhand comment that Ralph made just turn them off, or that Andy made, they just turn them off, and they lost their whole dream, their whole vision, their whole opportunity to make $250,000 a year. They lost it because some stupid little got all mad. And of course, I regret ever saying it. What am I going to do? I can't take it back. I didn't mean to say it. Or that you think I meant something that I meant. Or the same goes for Fitz, and so you're gone. Anyway, so reflecting more. Another thing, taking risk more was another one of the top things. You guys that have bought 100 leads, flew into a city, totally unknown whether you're going to pick up $30,000 production, and then sometimes you lose. We laughed at a place, we won't disclose the city as y'all say, but where Ralph flew into a city and just totally got abused emotionally and almost physically and didn't sell anything. So he took a risk. But the other 97 times he flew somewhere, he made money. And then the last thing would be building friendships, things that last when you're not here for your children. And I think you hear Fitz talk about mine and his relationship, and as our relationship develops with Ralph Simpson. I mean, who y'all might not care about that sort of thing, but as you can go over $100,000 a year, I think you will reflect on that sort of thing. And you think about how many, we had 20-some employees that work for PDR. Not a bad little deal that's created so many jobs for people and good paying jobs, not like the Fitzes and the Besners, but good solid careers. Anyway, I got another big subject, Fitz, that I want to talk about before we get done, concerning balance in your life.
Jump on it.
But I want questions and direction from you before I jump on it, because I will hit it hard.
No, jump on it. I mean, the only thing I think a lot of the guys would like to hear about the kit marketing.
Okay.
That's coming around, and you know, changes that you're making in a lot of areas, not all areas, but a lot of areas of how you're getting more leads and what you guys. I mean, a lot of these guys love to hear about how we're going to get more leads and put more money in their hands so they can make more money. So along those lines.
Well, when we started out, I'll start out with getting more leads. When we started out, obviously we went to people like InfoUSA, and occasionally people will send me a link to InfoUSA. Oh, my God, these guys can get 400,000 names a month. And we're like, well, what's your point? First of all, we get 175,000 new names a week. So where's InfoUSA on that? Like, what are they doing? Well, they're getting it from compilers. So we started out buying from people like that, and this data is usually 4 to 6 weeks old. Well, obviously, we can't hire mom and pop in every single county around the country. So we started out like with some mass wholesale list buyer, and then we found a mom and pop organization that take care of South Carolina. So we quit ordering South Carolina data from this big wholesale company. Then inside of South Carolina, we find a mom-and-pop organization that does the northern part of South Carolina called Upstate South Carolina. Well, then we went to that person, and every time we get closer to the source of a mom-and-pop organization just going in the house, writing down the information, and sending it to us, it's got faster and better and a higher percentage and more compliments from you guys. Well, you're talking about 50 states and an average of 75 counties per state. Well, we have ads running on Hot Jobs, Monster, Career Builders, newspapers, and we've got two full-time people that are constantly hiring, and they're constantly firing court researchers. And in some areas, I'll give you an example, Northeast, we still buy from compilers. Why? Because we don't have enough agents to break it down and get a higher return number of leads. So that area is just huge, open up, ready to explode. And we started doing some court research, and we're, get too many leads up there. So on Florida, we're still breaking it down, getting more and more court researchers. Texas, we're doing more and more court research, whereas we started out buying from compilers. So hiring more court researchers and making that network more homey, more, you know, mama went to the courthouse, emailed it directly to NAA, not some corporation. We ain't crazy about that. People think that we need somebody to buy from that's big. Nah, we need the little stuff, and we need a strong relationship with those people. The other thing is, we're hammering the competition by getting there before they are. And starting this week, we decided we're going to get there sometimes two and three times in the house before they ever touch it one time. And we're going out on a limb with this money we're spending. But when we got the backing, and we're not doing it obviously in the Northeast where we need more people. We're not doing it in the Northwest where we need more people. But everywhere that we're strong, like Dallas and Alabama and North Carolina, where we're really strong coverage, we're double, triple, quadruple mailing, boom, 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 just to trial and see what happens. The other thing we're looking at, well, more than looking at, is trying different things in the window that you see through the envelope. Like we put the bank name, we're, you know, putting confidential sometimes. And I just got off the phone with one of my guys, and he said, I want to put in the window, this is concerning your loan with Central Carolina Bank, just right in the window, just real bold, and see if we can affect the return rates there. So that's some of the things we're doing. The other thing is, I mean, obviously, return rates have went down over the last 4 years, no doubt, or 3 years, even the last 6 months they've went down. So prices have been going up. We've held off, I think, we're going into our fourth year, we've increased prices one time. And we've tried to do everything we can, including there's this big company in Burlington called Meredith Webb, and they drop ship for Procter & Gamble, huge companies. We rent space on the back of their transfer trucks to ship our leads out west before they're mailed, just to save on a cost. And here's the crazy thing. Some people say, well, it's going to cost us time. Nope, gets there quicker. Believe it or not, but a private shipping company gets stuff there quicker than the U.S. Post Office. Duh. And then because of the way we're renting this space on the back of Meredith Webb's truck, it's cheaper. So it's there quicker and cheaper. So, and it is shocking. Tony Hardy come up with that all on his own. We sent him out to some $1,000 seminar in Nashville, Tennessee, and he ends up talking to the owners of Meredith Webb, who have a plant like 2 minutes from our place in Burlington. Crazy as everything. Let's see. By the way, we went from an 8,000 square foot warehouse to an additional 15,000 square foot warehouse that we store boxes for the U.S. Postal Service, and they've reduced our postage rate there. So it's a nonstop effort. And people give us suggestions, we love them. But kind of same thing I tell my wife, just because I shoot down 99 of your suggestions and only take one, that don't mean I'm not listening. That just means I've tried the other 99, or we know about the other 99, so keep firing us at us, firing the ideas. We take them. We evaluate them, and we might take one out of 100. Boom, do it. And you're like, hey, I gave them that idea. Great. We'll try and listen to anything. The KIT program, the Keep in Touch program, I was just on the phone when Fitz coming here and says, time for the conference call, and I'm screaming at my people saying, we got to find a way to do this. And here's how simple it is. You give us your 197 friends and family, we mail them a letter that says, you need to know that Todd Besner sells this, this, and this. Or the letter looks like it comes from Todd Besner, and it's explaining all the things we do. The same 197 people are going to get a letter next month that explains annuities in detail. The next month, his 197 friends and family are going to hear how they can get an immediate 10% bump on their retirement value. So if they've got $200,000, we can show them how to make it worth $220,000 the next day, plus show them a guaranteed rate of 6%, whatever the latest and greatest is on our annuity, plus a bonus based on them keeping it in for 5 years. And so what you're going to get is it's going to cost Besner, you know, maybe, let's say, $2,000 for the year of mail. If he gets one sale out of those, let's see, roughly 200 times 12 months out of 2,400 letters, you'd hope he gets 1%, which is 24 sales. If his average commission is $1,000, you're talking about $24,000 on a $2,000 investment. So you can just do the math. Let's say he get half of that amount of sales, third of that amount of sales, and it costs you nothing as far as leads because you're getting all your ROI back times 200%, 300%, 400%, 500%. And the biggest holdup, well, we've got all the envelopes, got all the letters, has been the copywriting. And so I'm encouraging people, any leads that you see, send them to the Burlington office. Any examples that you like, send them to us. We want to see them. We're trying to incorporate all kinds of ideas into the copywriting to send these letters out for you. We've hired a professional copywriter, and we've pulled together a lot of information, and we're, you know, encouraging him to give us suggestions on what's going to be in these letters. And also, you obviously be able to add your current client. So there would be a letter that's specific to friends and family, and then there's a letter specific to old clients or clients that you've sold a policy to. Okay. I'm ready to get into that balance thing, unless there's something else along those lines, Fitz.
Jump on it, dude. That was perfect.
Okay. It's called planned neglect. It's also called balance. And if you guys can picture a fulcrum, or for you non-engineers like me, I mean, kind of an engineer, kind of not, a seesaw. Right now, on one side is your income or your financial position, and it's on the low side from where you want to be. Let's say it's out of balance. On the right side, you're a good person, you got a great attitude, you have good family time, whatever. You can't tell me that on the right side is in balance and on your left side is out of balance, you don't have enough money. And a lot of people say, well, I don't understand, Andy. You're telling me to get out of balance. I always read from all the experts to stay in balance. Yeah. So if you're in balance, it means you got plenty of money, you're paying bills, you're saving 15% of your income. You say, well, that's not me. Okay, then you're out of balance if you don't have the money you need. So don't think that you can get back in balance by being in balance. Make sense? If you picture that seesaw and one side's way up high and the other side's way down low, you got to push down hard on the right side to get the left side to come up and be balanced. So you got to be out of balance temporarily to get in balance. And people, that blows people's mind that I would ask somebody to get out of balance. I'm going like, you can't put equal amount of time in and expect this being broke or trying to get even. So what I did is I went out of balance. Fitz went insane out of balance. Ralph gets out of balance to get in balance, right? So how do you get out of balance in a proper sort of way? Call it this. Call it neglect. Neglect things that you don't need to be done. And this was an example on a young violinist who was asked the reason for his international fame, how he did it. And he said, planned neglect. Used to get up in the morning, brush his teeth, eat breakfast, read the newspaper, watch the news, fix the sink, mow the yard, and then he'd do the stuff he needed to do to stay in balance. Then he'd practice. He said he changed it. He reversed it. He said, I must practice 4.5 hours. Before I eat, breathe, or sleep. So what he did is he got instantly out of balance, and then if he had time to make up the bed, if he had time to vacuum, if he had time to do the balancing things, he would. Now he's international fame. Somebody else balances his life because he spends time with his family and children while somebody else mows the yard. So all of a sudden he's back in balance. Our vacation time was neglected when we were out of balance financially. A lot of people are, it amazes me how broke people still go to the beach more than I did. I was broke and they were broke, but yet they would go to the beach more than me, and I didn't understand it, except for somebody explaining to me like I'm trying to explain it to you. I stayed out of balance for a required period of time. I'm a little bit out of balance now. How so? I go to the Atlantis and the Bahamas, like Kyle Weinbrenner just did. That's out of balance. That's a little bit crazy fun time for you. That's beyond normal. I'm out of balance, like above balance, spending more time with my family, if that makes you feel any better. So anyway, plan neglect and be out of balance temporarily, and I love what you guys are doing. And you got to get back in balance. You guys are flying out and you're spending all that time away. I hope you do get back in balance 6 months from now after you get your finances straight. I don't see people staying crazy out of balance. Then find another young person or old person who wants to get back in balance. Show them how to get out of balance like you were temporarily, and the pattern continues, and that's how we'll grow. So anyway, I hope that's a little picture you can keep in mind and make some money with it. By the way, congratulations, Beth Preston, on staying out of balance and getting things back in balance. I'm amazed at your story. And there's many more I ought to mention. I call her Raven now, but Wednesday Jackson, oh my gosh, back in balance.
Raven, that's good.
All right.
I like plan neglect, man. That's awesome. I was jotting down notes in here going, plan neglect.
Stolen from John Maxwell, Leadership 101.
I like it. I like it. We have not been getting a ton of questions. You're obviously answering them. We got quarter till here. Did you have anything else to add?
Me? Yeah. Jay Channing is,
Go ahead. Which is funny.
Do you want me to say no?
No.
Channing's come up with a strategy that he don't want me to tell y'all about, so I don't know if I should tell him or not. Okay, I'll tell him. Here's what they do. He insists that, and by the way, if y'all want to know, who is Jay? Jay is a manager who has an extremely controlled business, high premium per sale, extremely high care ratios. Here's how he does it. He teaches about what a product does, not what it is. Okay? I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that, But here's how they're one of the ways they're getting a high care ratio. He says when a person's on a sale, they're already there. Why not leave a brochure at the house on each side and three houses across the street? And they've been able to put a number to it, and I think it's for every 14 houses they go to, they distribute five leaflets or five brochures. And it's just a home certain brochure with their card attached. It knocks on the door, says hello if they're there, tells them about it, hopefully sells right then. If you don't, just leaves his number, says get back in touch with me. Here's our, you know, here's my phone number, da-da-da. And so that's 5 times 14, so that will be 50, 20, 70. Out of every 70 contacts, they'll get $1,000 premium. So you're talking about an extra 15 minutes per appointment times 14. So for every hour you put in, you get $1,000 premium. So it's roughly $800 an hour work. Not a bad little extra sale every 14 times you go out of the house, or every 14 sales is going to turn into a 15 sale. So secret now out of the bag.
I like that. I jotted that down yesterday in a quarterly meeting. I can see easily teaching that.
You know, most things you do are just boring, but acting excited while you're doing them so that you're dumb enough to do it again and again and again. Like that thing about busting a rock open. You know, you take the steel rod and you hit it with a mallet and don't look like anything happened, but you got to hit it again with enthusiasm, with an expectation that it's actually going to do something. And then you do it again with the enthusiasm and the expectation it's going to do something. It's like dumb or dirt. Boom, boom, and it works. It'll crack. It's crazy.
I like it. I like it. I like that imbalance. I'm going back to that planned neglect, that imbalance. I remember reading, I was telling this the other night on that leadership call I did. I was reading Success, the Glenn Bland Method, which if you guys hadn't read that, it's on the book list on NAA's website, Success, the Glenn Bland Method. I remember reading it, and then Andy, I called you up, and I said, hey, Andy, you know, Glenn Bland in this book, he's talking about being balanced, you know, and spending time with your family and you know, resting and recuperating and also working. And you said, Fitz, did he write that book before or after he made $1 million? And I said, after? He said, right. He's rich. You don't get rich being balanced. You have to be a little imbalanced. You have to have planned neglect. You have to be a little imbalanced in order to live that balanced life. Because if you don't have money, there's no balance.
Well, you know, here's a problem I have with Anthony Robbins or any of these guys who say, pay me $10,000, pay me $5,000, come to my seminar. And by the way, stay balanced in your life. Hey, dude, when I'm broke is, you know, like I said yesterday, when I'm so broke I had to lick somebody else's fingers at Kentucky Fried Chicken. I mean, that's broke. How do you think I'm going to come up with $10,000? Well, put it on your credit card. That ain't balance. That's out of balance, Anthony Robbins. Zig Ziglar, that's out of balance when you want me to pay $250 for 6 cassette tapes. That's crazy when I'm broke to go in debt on my credit card. So what they're telling you is you need to temporarily go out of balance. By the way, I paid the $260 for the 6 cassette tapes. Actually, I probably bought, I'd estimate, $40,000 worth of cassette tapes in the last, it's 1991 of my life when I started buying cassette tapes. Tons of books. I have paid the $10,000 to go to the Anthony Robbins, and we say Andy's worth it. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I would say sell everything, go. We got one coming up in September, the 16th in Raleigh, and I'm telling people, get out of balance. Get crazy. Talk people into going. The conventions or the success stories that you hear, how many people in our organization say things like, the convention turned my life around. I wasn't selling anything, but I went to the leadership. I think Besner is one of the prime examples of that. And it was so many people that Stephen Davies is another insane example of, well, I went to leadership, got the attitude right. or got this right, or learned this little sales script, or learned this line, or saw Ralph Simpson and saw his attitude. Something clicked at the convention. So some people say, well, you don't understand. I got a family situation. Oh, I understand. I don't relate to you. And I really honestly try not to understand your thinking. I like my thinking. I like, and see, I'm not up to date on current sports stars. I hope you are. But I'm more like, I more relate to a Tiger Woods who was extremely out of balance, who practiced while it was raining, who practiced until his hands bled, who exercised, who was out of balance until he was able to get financially free. So, you know, and people say, well, I don't understand why you sell it so hard. You making money on it? Hey, man, do the math. What are you, nuts? I mean, a four-star hotel, the hotels, the food. Hey, look, we got employees coming in. We're paying time and a half. We'll have a dozen employees there. The shipping, the books, the videos, the junk there, no way. It's a losing venture. Why y'all do it? Well, here's the reason. It turns people's lives around. They end up winning or producing, and we end up getting a percentage bonus back from the company to pay our bills. It's a losing proposition to get a winning proposition. It's a temporarily out of balance, stupid thing to get back on the backside. It's planting the corn, putting, you know, it's kind of stupid when you look at a farmer put corn in the ground. Well, he's throwing away perfectly good corn. Wait until you see what I get back, brother. Wait until you see what I get back. And that's the same thing with going to the convention. Looks kind of stupid, but same thing with a guy putting perfectly good pumpkin seeds. I'm big on pumpkin seeds, eating them, you know, baked with, you know, some butter and salt. I mean, oh, that's good. It looks dumb when they put it in dirt. They throw it away to get it back. Come to the convention. And by the way, when you're there, don't just come to the meetings and then immediately to the bar afterwards. So I'd agree with everything on your 100% money back, Fitz, except for he's got a big DAR tab, because that means... And finding out, you know, like, these people get crazy at these conventions. They'll tell you anything trying to help you out. Take advantage of that. You can't call up Kyle Weinbrenner and he says, hello, yeah, could I help you? Oh, you're part of the Fitz's team. Let me spend 2 hours talking to you. But if you get around him at a convention and sit down with him and talk, and by the way, we tell everybody the same thing about you guys. Hey, get around Ralph Simpson, Alex Fitzgerald. They'll tell you stuff. They'll help you out. Because everybody gets in the spirit of helping. So you show up, you ask questions, they tell you, you take back secrets, and you get rich. You say, well, how does that help Ralph? Easy. Then people come back, edify him, build him up, and it comes back the same as planting the corn. So these leaders know that they should help everybody during these conventions because they know it's going to come back to them. They're smart guys. The question is, who's smart enough to get there and receive the information and then not just be there sitting around goofing off? Sometimes you get more information in between meetings than you do during meetings. I'm done, Fitz.
No, I agree with that. I was telling Michael Parker's group the other night, I said, guys, you get really and truly, I know it's hard for people on this call to believe, but some of these top leaders in the country have some pretty good egos, and I'm certainly one of them. I don't shy away from that. I think great salesmen do have those egos, but we have such big egos, we want to tell all of our secrets to anybody that'll listen, and if you just hang around for 2 seconds and listen to them tell you secrets, I can speak for myself only, but I know that Art Leisure and Kyle Weinbrenner think the same way, and I know Ralph Simpson thinks the same way. I know Todd Besner thinks the same way. We'll tell you secrets, and we'll tell people outside of our group secrets. Two big reasons why we're not scared of it. Number one, 90% of the people we're talking to won't adopt it anyway. So we'll tell the secrets, but they're not going to do anything with it. Doesn't challenge us at all. Number two reason we'll share the secrets is because if you actually adopt what we're saying, we still believe we can outwork you. It's a fun thing. Find somebody out, seek them out, go with intentions of learning something important. I kind of want to wrap up with this. I got a question. Okay, Andy, you there?
Yeah.
The email came through, and the email has come from an agent who's been traveling out of the state of Texas right now, because weed flow dipped down in Texas just recently, and I want you to kind of touch on why that did real quick. But what he doesn't know, because he's still out of the state, is that leads this week picked up a little bit better in Texas, and next week we expect them to be even crazier. So in Texas, and I think this may have happened in a couple other states, but tell us what happened with the commissioner and all that.
Well, you know, it's nonstop, guys. If you, our legal bill runs $15,000 to $25,000 a month. We fully defend and believe in what we do. We have success stories of how we help families around the country. But some people, if you mail it to 500,000 people, there's going to be somebody complain. And in this case, we got enough complaints from the state of Texas that we said, look, we are completely open to suggestion. What is y'all's problem? What do you want? What do you need? And they started listing them. And we had to make all kinds of little nitpicky changes on our lead, and we ended up not mailing for, I think, maybe 16 days or 19 days. We did not mail. And we just couldn't afford a risk of a lawsuit against us, and we wanted to, in good faith and in an honest approach, do it like they wanted to. Here's the crazy thing. In every state, there's only like five different governmental agencies that are trying to justify their existence. Great people, you understand. They just got to find a reason they can complain about something, and we might have to talk to consumer affairs. We might have to talk to the insurance commissioners. I've dealt with attorney generals. It don't matter. It's a nonstop battle. I've been sued a couple of times, never ever had any. It's always been a misunderstanding that we replied, or our attorney replied. Fortunately, it was our attorney replied, and they said we didn't get a response. Of course, the attorney's like, bull crap, you know, we responded to y'all, y'all just didn't get it, y'all lost it. Well, you don't want to accuse a governmental agency of being inefficient. No, that ticks them off. So I mean, it's just we stopped mailing. But it didn't gradually start back up. What was it? I don't know what it's been, maybe 2 weeks now. We dropped every single piece of data. We continued to buy every piece of data and store it and hold it. And as soon as we got the okay, boom, we dropped it. So that's why the numbers are back up. Hey, but in general, it's summertime. It's just our response rate's down. There's less mortgages. Mortgage companies are screaming. People are not taking loans out. I mean, summertime's just not going to be the best time. Fall time, get ready. We need some help. We're going to need more agents.
And we talk a lot about on this call, and I repeat it again now just for everybody to hear. The summertime, you know, and it's funny because every summer we see leads drop just a little bit. They've happened like that forever. But summertime is the time that you build the momentum for the fall because lead flow will pick back up. And, oh, by the way, more people buy life insurance during September, October, November than the rest of the 9 months combined. And that's tremendous. And I always use this as proof. Because it's the most glaringly obvious proof that I can show. But it's in 2003, the Fitz Group organization in June of 2003 was running $40,000 a month in production. We pushed. Hey, 2 years later, we ran almost right at $1.5 million. But we pushed during the summer, and we've been pushing for months up prior to that. But June we ran $40,000. July we jumped up to $96,000. In August, we ran $125,000. So I listened to my mentors tell me, push during this time because the big harvest is coming, push. Well, then in September, we dropped back to $75,000. I said, wait a minute, this ain't a harvest. We're going backwards. October, this is a staggering number, Andy. We did $75,000 in September after pushing for momentum in the summer. We had $75,000 in September of 2003. In October, we hit $200,000 the very next month. We more than doubled in a month. And I'm just telling you guys, now is the time to push that momentum. I'm getting a lot of emails right now, people coming in, just making comments saying imbalances. You know, I was balanced while I was in the corporate world, and see where that got me. You know, it got me laid off. Now I'm having fun being imbalanced and making money. You know, I've gotten a couple of emails saying that. I get another email, the guy that's been traveling out of the state saying, hey, leads are a little slim in Texas. He said, don't worry, it's not getting me down. I wrote 15,000 last week outside of the state. I mean, you know, it's attitude is everything. Spend time with winners. Eventually, you'll be where you want to be. Getting great comments coming in. But, Andy, this is more of a comment for you and really just to thank you for, number one, coming out to Texas and spending time with us at the quarterly meeting yesterday. And I know we've already gotten a lot of comments. We know that you made an impact on some people. and dealing with them one-on-one and just mingling and guys just realizing that Andy's real. He's not just, you know, sitting in an ivory tower up there in North Carolina somewhere going, you guys need to do this. He's actually in the trenches fighting with us, and we got to realize that. Thank you for tuning into the call today and being the guest speaker. But this is an email from your friend Raven. I call her Superstar Wednesday Jackson. But she said, I'm so glad that Andy's talking about being out of balance. Getting to where we want to be in this business requires sacrifice, but it's worth the sacrifice in the end. Sometimes friends and family don't understand being neglected, but eventually they will. I guarantee that. The books he talked about yesterday really motivated me. I plan to pick up the Rob Report today. Bravo, Andy. And that's a special thank you from Wednesday Jackson to you for coming out here to Texas, spending time with us. You've made a difference in her. And if that was all the only person that got a difference made, it was well worth your trip. I guarantee it'll come back to you in heaps, and we just want to thank you. Guys, I'm so proud of you for tuning into this call. Not everybody did, and for that reason, you will live differently than they live. Congratulations on making a very wise decision and a very wise investment. The return on investment on spending for an hour conference call listening to Andy Albright talk, I guarantee you'll get that money back. So, guys, congratulations. In an hour, NAA will have another national call. It's all meant to be part of the factory and an attempt to teach us better and polish us more so that we can make more money and be in balance with our lives. So thank you, Andy. Thank you, team. We'll talk to you soon.